This Dvar Torah is in honor of my dear friend Michael Baer. It should also be a zechus for the Aliyas Neshama of his father's yahrzeit is this Wednesday night, Thursday. So the Gemara in Megillah presents us on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph 31a, tells us a story. This is in the context of the different readings, the Torah readings that we do on different holidays. And then as a offshoot of the discussion about the Haftarah that's read on Yom Kippur, the Gemara tells us a story or a teaching of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, wherever you find a reference in the Torah to the might of the Holy One, blessed be He, you also find a reference to His humility adjacent to it. Evidence of this fact is written in the Torah, repeated in the prophets, and stated a third time in the writings. It's written in the Torah, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokei Halokim V'Adonei Ha'Adonim. Hashem is God of gods and the Lord of lords. This is in Deuteronomy 10:17. And right after that it says, Oseh Mishpat Yasom V'Amana. So right after that it says, He executes judgment of the fatherless and of the orphans and the widow. And somehow this is a display of humility. So you have His might, His gevura, and then right next to that is you see His humility. This is repeated in the prophets. For thus it says in the Navi, Ko amar ram v'nisa shochenad v'kadosh uksiv basrei v'estakav shvaruch. And then it also says, Niktuvim ksiv solu l'rochev ba'aravot b'ya So it says in the prophets, thus says the high and lofty one that it inhabits eternity, whose name is sacred. And then right after that, that's quoted from Isaiah 57:15. And then after that, it says, in the high and holy place I dwell with him, that is of contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. And then it says in the writings, extol him. This is coming from the Psalm 68. Extol him who rides upon the clouds, whose name is the Lord. And it's written right after that, the father of the fatherless and the judge of the widows. So this is an interesting Gemara. Rav Yochanan is telling us that where you find God's strength or his might, you also find His humility. So the question is, what does that mean? So in order to understand this, well, first of all, just in context, it's interesting that Rav Yochanan is a person who suffered a lot of tragedy in his life. He lost 10 of his children. So you're talking about someone who understood what tragedy was. And here he's telling us about God's might, His power, always comes together with His humility. So perhaps the teaching is like this. We need to understand what is gevura and what is anivus. What is strength and what is humility? So in terms of gevura, so the Mishnah in Avot tells us, Ezehu gibor hakovesh et yitzro. Who is the strong one? What's strength? One who's able to contain or control their desires. So gevura is not necessarily the ability of power in the terms of lifting strength and things of that nature, rather Gevura is the idea of control. So where we find God's power and sense of His ability to control, so too we find His anvisanuso, His humility. So humility, perhaps we can understand humility best from Moses. Because Moses is described as the most humble of all. And the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Pei Tes 89, that the Satan came and asked Moses, where is the Torah? Satan was looking for where the Torah went. It left the heavens and it came down to the earth, and he wanted to understand. It doesn't make sense that the Torah should be such a lofty thing, should it be in this world, this physical world. And so he's running around searching, finally confronts Moses, Moshe, and he says, Moshe, where's the Torah? And Moshe says to him, Ma'ani, who am I to be able to receive the Torah? I'm not worthy. to that God said, the fact that you're so humble, the fact that you're so humble, therefore the Torah will be named after you. We refer to this Torah of Moses, the five books of Moses, that there's an association of Torah with Moshe. Why? Because of his humility. But what does humility mean? So in the sense here, the idea of taking away the ego, to suppress one's ego, not to say that you're worthless, no, you're filled with tremendous value, but you recognize and you're able to remove your ego and take away any of that so that you can allow that which is greater to be able, or to be able to suspend ego, to be able to receive. So where we find God's gvura, his power, in the sense of his ability to hold back, we find his anava also, his humility. And so perhaps what the Gemara is telling us, and then it associates his humility with the idea of being involved with orphans and widows. So perhaps what this is telling us is an unbelievable thing. You know where you see God's humility? In the sense, the fact that God can allow there to be an orphan and that there can be a widow. That in itself is God's humility. The fact that God can hold back and let the world take its course and have difficulties and have loss and have evil. That from the beginning of creation, what God said, it's set up, is that I'm going to be mithalech. I'm going to go and travel with the world. I'm going to allow space for humanity and for this world to be able to go out and do its thing. And I'm not going to be overtly involved in the sense, I'm going to allow these things, the bad, to go on. Just like there is good, there's going to be evil and loss and pain. But that's by design, because I need to let my children scrape their knees. I need to allow this world to have that full gamut of possibilities in order for them to be able to have that potential for growth, to learn, and to go through those ups and downs, because it's through those ups and downs and through those difficulties that's ultimately where we grow. And so when we see a tragedy like what happened in Meron, where you have these incredible souls that were lost, that's a display of God's power and humility, because he allowed something like that to happen. And why? We don't know. Why those people? We don't know. We don't understand those things. But it is a display of God's power and humility, because he allows these things to occur and letting the world take its course. And from that, we should be able to learn tremendous lessons. Whatever those lessons might be, that's for us to work on and to figure out and to explore. And from that, we should, God willing, be able to make ourselves and the world a better place.